What's up? What the faggots? Come town for.
This is this American cum.
This American cum. This is the big one, dude. Oh, I know, yeah. I said the last one was big, but this one's even bigger than the last
one.
This
is huge.
This is a plus size. This is an Ashley Graham size podcast,
BBW,
dude.
This is two dope cums.
two dope cums on
Radio
W cum Y cum.
W cum Y C.
W-C-U-M. Hey, this is... Okay.
So let's introduce ourselves, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. We got Stav, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. And Adam, of course.
What's up? Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Adam Friedland. What's going on,
yeah,
everyone?
We're the Puerto Rican Rattlesnakes of comedy.
It's nice to have Adam back.
Yeah,
dude.
Yes, it's great to have you back. Dan was.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it feels great to be.
it was cool having a guest, but Dan really kind of stunk.
Yeah, Dan wasn't as good as you, buddy.
Yeah,
that's how we feel for sure.
Yeah, we were like what's that?
Can I be real for a second on the podcast?
Of course, this is a 100% real.
I know
zone.
That we're
this
like joking around, talk. Like. All right, you guys, like, I think poo-pooed on me a little bit on that last episode.
No,
we didn't. What are you talking about?
Dude, I got texts from people. They were like, first of all, you lied to us about being the host of Come Down. Second of all, your boys are roasting you, dude.
You guys were
flat-hand Brandon Wardell roasting me on the pod, and I wasn't even on
That's
it.
That's not true. That's a complete
lie. I wasn't even
lie.
On it to defend myself.
I don't know who told you that, but they're a fucking liar.
Yeah, who was that? Name names, dude.
I mean, they're friends of mine. People that listen to the podcast.
They're lying, dude. We didn't say a negative word about you. We're glad that you're back.
Dude, it's on... Okay, first of all, it's a podcast. It's recorded. You can check it. Like, you can, like, look it up.
What
like,
did we say then, bitch?
Yeah, we didn't say anything.
You said that I ruined the podcast and that I'd never be on
it
again.
No, never. Maybe in private conversation, I've, like, maybe offered constructive criticism about your behavior. Look,
you
dude,
never gave me constructive criticism. Guys, you just shit on me when I wasn't on
no,
the
No, I've said a
room.
Couple of times. Look, you need to understand that when you come in here... To the Anthony Cumia Studios at the top of the Empire State Building. This is the Eagle's Nest of podcasting. Okay? The stakes are higher.
Don't put this make me out to be a PC pussy ass bitch. Don't make
that's
this all
are.
About your political bullshit
that's
where
who
you're
you
mad
are,
at.
Bitch.
No, that's bullshit.
This is
bullshit,
an alpha
dude.
Male podcast.
This is about friends that started comedy together that are trying to fucking do a podcast together and not shitting on each other. They're shitting on everyone else.
We didn't shit on you.
Okay.
Dude,
nobody
relax.
Nobody
relax.
Shit on you.
I'm hot right now. And it's not I would expect
dude, you're about to get banned.
I can't
honestly.
Yeah, I can't believe you would even do this.
Don't ban
you would accuse me of these things.
Okay, get Dan back.
Especially
get Dan
me
back.
Considering I bought all the shit. I'm the gear guy of the crew. I'm the one that makes all this shit happen, and you're going to say that I did something to sully our friendship.
Dude, I had...
I went to B&H Photo, and I had to deal with that... You know who owns that place. You know who owns that place.
I know
place.
Who the fuck owns that place. Continue that sentence.
I don't like
Continue
him.
Continue that sentence.
Well, I'm not
what
going to.
What kind of person?
I'm not dealing with
just
it.
Just say
you know
what kind of person.
You know
relax.
If you don't like the way the pie... I'm leaving.
No.
I'm going.
Nick, come on.
I'm done.
Nick, don't be a...
I'm leaving.
Let's just talk it out.
I'm part of a podcast where I'm going to be accused of being some
dude, this
kind of
is why we got a pat. This is why we got a pod. Because if we have beef, you work it out on the pod. No, if you have beef, you work it out on the pod.
Adam, shut up, dude. Come on, dude.
That's what pods are for. They're for working out beef, dude.
This sucks.
What dude, you fuck? Got beef, you bring it to the pod.
This isn't marrying
dude, Nick is a
shit.
Bitch, dude. He just left his podcast equipment here.
Look, we have to do this. We have to finish this podcast. We take over. I am now the host of
Come
Down.
Dude, tell him to come back.
Shut up. All right, I'm the host now.
All right.
I'm the host of Come Town, everyone. Hello, welcome to Come Town. It's now a Nick Mullinless podcast.
Because he's a this
Nick,
is
Adam.
Okay, sorry.
You know what? This isn't gonna work. This isn't gonna work with two people. I can't do it with you, man. I just don't think you have.
Dude,
you have
we're
what
better
it takes.
Off without Nick.
Look,
let's be honest.
Let's just open the door, okay, to the Anthony Cumia Studios. At the top
dude,
of
you
the
want
park.
Nick?
Just open the door, and whoever's hanging out. We'll let them be our third co-host.
Dude, if you want Nick, you can... Hey, it's me, Nick Mullen. Diarrhea, diaper rash, diarrhea. My diaper has autism.
Stop it, all right? Save it.
I'm Nick Mullen.
We need a third. I'm not going to have you roast my good friend, Nick.
All right.
I would never...
Excuse me, is this the Jew?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Look who we have here.
Oh my God.
Who are
you?
Oh,
hey,
is this
Seth Dickfield.
Oh,
it's
hey,
me, buddy.
Hello, boys.
Wow.
I'm new.
Oh, yeah, have a seat. This is a great time of the year because actually, Nick, who you know Nick.
Oh,
Mullen.
I hate that guy.
Well, you know.
Oh, he's not here, is
he's
he?
He's my good friend.
This is, it's
and
actually,
I won't have you sully his name, but he actually just left. And we're looking for a third co-host, and it looks like you're the third co-host of Cumtown.
Oh, boy. Oh, I despise
him. This is actually pretty amazing how every time Seth Dickfield is here, it's like a Peter Parker kind of Spider-Man kind of thing.
I don't know what you're getting at all.
I don't know. Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm here now, and I tell you what, I love podcasting.
That's great, buddy.
I love it. I love this. I love talking into the microphone. Go shoot. Shoot. I'm all yours.
It's good to have someone... Like, I am, okay, I don't want to talk shit on Nick while he's not here. Like, he talked shit on me last week, but
dude,
like...
don't talk shit about my friend. Go ahead.
It's just, his politics get kind of exhausting. Oh, I'm so mad at this PC. I'm so mad at this, you know...
That's the worst part about him. I'm
100%... And that's what I like about Seth Dickfield.
You know, when I hear PC, what I think in my mind is not politically correct, but pretty cool.
Oh, yeah?
That's how I think. I'm proud to be PC. A pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So, last time you were here, you were talking about Lady Ghostbusters.
Oh, I saw it. I got it on Torrent, but I donated money to RAIN, the ticket price for the movie. So, women that are raped will get the money for the Lady Ghostbusters, which I illegally downloaded at my to watch at my girlfriend's apartment.
That's
and,
great.
It was great. I only watched the first 5 minutes, and then I had to.
Is it true that they vacuum them up into their pussies? is that how they vacuum the ghosts?
That's 100% true. That's exactly how the movie goes.
That's good. It's natural, you know.
What I was more afraid of than the ghosts while watching the movie was the men in the film.
Oh yeah,
because you know what is a ghost going to do? You know, maybe
that's
scare
true.
You a little bit. A man, he's going to do the wage gap. He's going to do the wage gap at you.
That's so
he's
true.
Not going to pay you as much money.
That's true.
So fucking.
And
true.
I just heard, don't think that's fair.
I heard it is kind of messed up that the four female protagonists of the new Ghostbusters earned the least amount of money out of any actors on that film.
That's true. And the original Ghostbusters were around in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so even adjusting for inflation, they made way more money.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And the female Ghostbusters had to do so much more work considering the increase of ghosts in New York since 9/11.
Yo, can you, Seth, could you actually, like, you know, I don't know if this is cool or not for a podcast, but could you give us a couple, like, good bits, like, that from the Ghostbusters movie, like, a couple lines that you remember? The girl Ghostbusters one?
No, I actually don't remember any of the lines from the movie. I put the film on, and then I looked in the mirror, and I pat myself on the back for the next 2 hours, and I kept saying, good for you! Good for you, Seth! Don't let those bad guys on Reddit tell you what you can or cannot enjoy.
Are you looking forward to anything else? Sounded like you asked if this was the Juno Diaz reading.
Oh, by the way, Seth, do you want snacks or something? Like...
Yeah, we have actually chocolate.
Oh,
like
is these M&M's?
Peanut
oh, these are M&M's.
Yeah, they're
regular
M&M's.
Oh, these are peanut M&M's.
No, they're regular M&M's.
No, they're.
Oh, I had some earlier. I can't have peanuts.
Oh wait. These are definitely peanut M&M's.
Oh
yeah,
no,
peanut.
You.
Oh no,
I'm allergic to literally everything.
Oh geez.
How
are you
feeling? I don't feel so good.
I have to go get help. I'm gonna go look for help. I'm sorry.
Someone has to stay here with me.
I'll stay here with you. But like, do you have like an EpiPen or do you have like? Something?
I don't have anything. I just need people to tell me I'm a victim until I feel better. Please console me. Please, someone tell me how much of a victim I am.
No, I mean, if you're allergic to peanuts, we need to get
oh,
like some
God,
medical professionals.
I feel my
here.
Throat's closing up. I feel.
Do you have
I feel like
an
I'm
emergency
being persecuted.
Contact?
I feel. Oh yes, it's in my wallet. Here, call my. Oh, I hate him so much. But please call my cousin,
okay. What's
Baltimore
your cousin?
Comedian Ralph Horowski.
Okay, I'm calling him right now. Bring, bring.
Yo.
Oh,
yo,
Ralph. This
what
is
what the fuck is this shit, yeah?
Ralph,
why,
it's
yeah,
me.
Why y'all fucking wake me up? Yeah?
Wow, Ralph, how you just showed up here? That's amazing.
Hey, yeah, I was just in the other room taking the shit, yeah. Anthony Cumia is my idol, yeah. I love the way he be treating them blacks on Twitter, yeah.
Dude,
he got a real way about himself.
Okay, so let's clear things up right now.
What the hell are y'all up to, yo?
I just had a peanut and I think I'm dying.
Oh my God, about fucking time, yeah.
Ralph, you are a Baltimore comedian.
Yeah.
And you're also cousins with Seth?
Yeah, Seth Dickfield is my Jew cousin. Well, we call him that. He ain't no Jew, actually, bloodline-wise, but we don't trust him because he wear glasses and he'd be eating bagels sometimes.
He's just a Jew as style. He does it as style.
Yeah, and honestly, that's even worse the way I look at it, yeah, to choose that type of lifestyle.
I can't, you know, my outrage has cured me of my peanut allergy. I can't believe you're saying
Seth,
these things.
Seth, you're back. You're back.
I'm back. I'm off the ropes, and I've had enough of this bullying from my ethnic white cousin.
So Ralph, do you find yourself in this sort of a similar political bent to
yo,
Seth?
First of all, I don't be doing no politics, yo. I'm a moderate, yo. I'm on both sides. I see the good on both sides. You know what I mean? Like, I say, honestly, yo, you want to get abortions, yo, do that, because who trying to wear condoms? I ain't trying to wear no condoms.
Yeah.
So you get them abortions going, but you trying to be president after you had an abortion? No, thank you, yo. You cannot be doing that shit. Like, yo, get them shits, but you can't be holding public office after you got an abortion, after you fucking killed a beautiful ass baby, yo. That baby could have played third base for the fucking Orioles, yo.
First of all, sports should be illegal. Second of
oh
all,
my God.
All
take it back.
Never.
The A's, A's, Ravens. Ray Rice was framed. My other cousin worked at that elevator, and he ain't seen none of that shit go down, yo. Y'all ain't see the real tapes, yo.
There should be a statue of every one of Ray Rice's victims. Sports should be illegal except for lady soccer.
Shut up, yo.
Wow.
I'm being victimized.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. You know, every time Seth be talking when we was growing up, we would just molest him, yo, until he shut up.
Ralph.
Yeah? What?
All right.
I'm about to molest you, y'all. Like the way you be looking at me.
Listen, I'm the only host left of Cumtown right now, and I feel like a responsibility. Yeah.
Well, how about this? Some reason you need to go for some
responsibility?
Nobody likes the word cum anyways.
Yeah, well,
I love
cum.
It was a bad podcast. We're doing a new podcast now.
Okay, I just like that.
For real comedians.
Oh, wait a second. Am I on this podcast yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, yo. What y'all need me to do, yo?
Okay, so Ralph, I'd like you to respect your cousin, even if
even if
he is
fuck me, screw you, pal.
Oh my even God. If he is doing whatever the blackface is of Jews right now,
sure.
And that's incredibly offensive.
I ain't got
to
no
me.
Problem with blackface. Okay, first of all, that's history, yo. How are you gonna take history out the history books?
Okay.
Right, you've never read a book in your life.
Books is gay.
I love books. I hang out at the library and I meet girls there.
First of all, have you checked my Facebook? I read The Giver. Thank you very much, yo. Y'all all see right. that shit? Yo, the apple, in one scene, yo, the apple was black and white, but then it turned red, yo. Yeah, I only read the first three chapters, but that shit's fucked up. Yo, that's a metaphor, yo. I just learned what that word means.
You don't even know what a metaphor is.
Yeah, it is. It's a truck.
Ralph is an imbecile. He's a grade A imbecile.
Why, so then why is he your emergency contact? And why did he show up immediately after
you
ate those peanut M&Ms?
I was at the Anthony Comedia Studios. I have a very fast car, yo. That shit ain't street legal. I got 6 lawnmower engines in there on top of my Ford Turbo Taurus, yo. That's a special kind of Taurus.
You got a turboed out Taurus.
I got a turboed out Taurus, yo. I got
Where
a
do
spoiler.
You work?
Where do I work?
Yeah.
I work out the Sherwin-Williams out Glen Burnie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, y'all need any kind of type of paint, y'all tell me, yo.
What I you like need? The Sherwin-Williams logo.
Yeah, cover the earth.
Cover the earth
it's
with
just,
paint.
Hell yeah, yo. That could be the new Cumtown logo, yo. Cover the earth with jizz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, y'all, I took a couple branding and marketing classes over at SS Community College, and it's got to be strong. Your branding got to be strong, yo. That's my take on it.
Wow. I didn't... You know, Ralph, I'm really glad you can give us these kind of pointers. I just wish that Slav and Nick were
yo,
here.
Yo, did you just fucking look at me, yo?
I didn't
I'm
look
looking
at
you right now.
Yo, shut the fuck up,
I'm
Seth.
A grown man. I am...
You ain't a grown man,
I am 47 years old.
Okay.
And you will not speak to me like this. I'm
fuck
tired
you,
of
yo.
It.
Yo,
I'm
that's
tired
why,
of being
That's why
bullied.
Our uncle sucked your dick the most.
All right. I don't remember that. I choose not to.
Yeah,
instead
you don't
I just,
remember that shit, yo? He would take us to the Savory Zone.
So you're
saying whoever couldn't do the obstacle, whoever did the obstacle course the slowest got molested. That's how you train champions. That's how you breed champions at this fucking house. Yeah.
Are you telling me? Okay, guys. Here's my question.
Okay, Raina,
Ralph, you're implying that your cousin was molested into behaving Jewish.
Hey, yo, everybody knows that's how Judaism started, yo.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that. I just don't like the presentation of the facts. I wouldn't say that's incorrect, but, you know, maybe I chose not to do the obstacle course that fast.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, yo. In the back of the head, everybody knew he liked that shit, yo. No. We would all get together.
Is there something wrong
guys,
with that?
Guys, I know
is
that
is there something wrong with that? Yeah, please explain to me in the least homophobic terms possible.
I know we're loosey-goosey here on Cumtown, but, Ralph, I think you're really heading into dangerous territory.
I'm just spitting facts.
By implying that about your cousin.
First of all, history ain't dangerous territory. Historically, this is what happened to Seth. He would get molested after the Savory Zone because he couldn't do the obstacle course, and we would all sit in the back of the room pretending to be watching Martin reruns, but really we was listening to him like getting molested and calling him gay. That's it. That's history, yo. That ain't nothing that's wrong, yo. Open your eyes. Thank you. Anyway, what was you saying?
All right. Well, Seth, I'm really sorry to hear about the constant abuse that you had to face growing up. That was really difficult.
First of all, he ain't grow up with us. That was just during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Seth, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, that's where you get your classic Louisiana accent.
This is a classic Louisiana accent. Everyone in Louisiana sounds like this.
You just sound like, geez, like a real have Creole. You,
yes, it's just like, you know, Aunt Jemima speaks this way. Uncle Ben speaks this way.
Do you feel like, yeah, here's a question, yeah. Here's a question, yeah. Okay? Because you're from Louisiana, do you have more of a French perspective on things? Is that like a...
I would say so. I like wearing tight-fitted shirts and eating bread that looks like a penis.
My man gay still. Thought you was about to grow out that shit, but I should have known better.
First of all, I love women. Both sexually and politically.
Yo, I bet you gone down on a woman before.
Of course I have.
That's how
you have sex.
Yo, I ain't never...
You love women, but you're decidedly anti-Hillary Clinton. If you love women, why don't you support the woman that's out for president right now?
I want Bernie, but I would have sex with Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary is a beautiful woman, and I would enjoy a body in a way that would result in both of us experiencing
gross.
A simultaneous orgasm.
But Seth,
yo, that shit gross,
you
yo.
Divulged to us that
yo,
you've
that
had...
Bitch. Doo-doo, yo. Fuck her, yo.
You've had
that's
four
so
circumcisions.
Misogynistic.
Yo, that bitch got hair like my Uncle Donald, yo.
And you know what? I donated all of my foreskin to trans people so that they could create new genitals.
What the fuck did you just say, yo?
Donald? What a shitty name. You ever think of that? Donald?
Yeah, don't talk that way about my uncle, yo.
All right, sorry. It's just a bad name.
I would never insult anybody's name,
yo,
especially
ugly
Donald.
Ass bitch, yo.
I think she's gorgeous.
All right, first of all, let's be a little bit more respectful to women and our other guests. Ralph, listen.
What?
We know...
Man, you're making me mad, yo.
I understand that Seth is probably one of the most annoying human beings that I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, he was.
But we gotta respect other opinions and perspectives here on Cumtown.
I don't think
That's the thing that I got upset about listening to the last podcast, where Nick and Sav did it with a famous comedian, Dan Soder.
They got Soder, yeah? Instead of you? That guy's good.
They got Soder.
That guy's funny as hell.
Okay, but like...
He's a lot better than your dumbass, yeah?
You know what I like is brown nosing. Is when people do that, is they suck up.
Yeah, he's much better, yo. They should do that all the time.
Dude,
anyway, what were you saying?
I'm just saying that, like, they did the Asian voices and South Asian voices.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I don't know if that's...
Yo,
something.
I love...
I think that's despicable. You should never do a voice of any kind of race agenda that doesn't belong to you.
That you don't belong to.
Exactly.
I agree with that, too. You should never make a man a caricature.
You should never do that, ever.
Okay,
unless
we're in agreement.
It's one of those tasteful ones that you get on Times Square where they make you look like a ballerina, but your head is very big.
Yeah, ballerina, huh? I wonder why my man like that shit. My man like wearing tutus.
No, it's a very athletically demanding sport. Have you ever seen the calves of a male ballerina?
Just talk. yo, ballet, everybody knows ballet is just gay stuff, the shit gay people watch to get in the mood to have sex with each other, yo. That's how it started, yo. The Prince of fucking Russia couldn't get hard, so he looked at men jumping up and down. Y'all think I don't know my history, motherfucker? I know my fucking history, yo.
Dude, but
what were you saying, though, Adam?
Listen, I just think that, like, you can make jokes and you can make comedy without having to do belittling stereotypes of different races. I mean, sure. I think we can... There are a lot of very funny comedians out there.
First of all, there's like, truth to stereotypes, okay?
Bill Mayer, John Mayer. You know, these are guys that are really doing it without punching down. You know, they're punching...
I know all about punching up. Down, yeah. I know about y'all ever get in a fight with me? Y'all only hear like fucking 10 hits.
You only punch down.
You only hear 10 hits. Well, I hit you, you hit the floor, me and my boys hit you 8 more times while you're locked unconscious, yeah. That's what you hear, my man. So I know a little bit about punching down. Anyway, so, yeah, this shit's fucking boring, yeah. What the fuck? Y'all got any fucking chicken bosses out here, yeah?
I don't have any chicken pasta. I do have
chicken bosses.
Chicken box.
Bosses. No, B-O-X-E-S, bitch. Bosses.
Bosses.
You don't know what chicken box is?
Like a boss of chicken.
Yo, I can't be around this motherfucker, yo. There's too many Jews here, yo. You're Jewish, ain't you?
I am. Seth is not. And it's...
Seth, I just
want to talk to you about this.
I'm not
caricature.
Jewish. I don't know why everyone thinks I'm a Jewish person.
What you're doing,
it doesn't
Seth,
make any sense to me. Listen. I would give my last nickel if I never had... Well, maybe not that far. But I would I would consider it if I could never have to put up with that kind of...
I think the Anthony Cumia show is coming back. Yeah, they're about to... make a retarded guy get a boner. I gotta go watch.
I'm late
shit,
for my ninth therapy session today, so I have to leave anyways.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, this shit sucks.
I'm grateful that you got my emergency contact here, but I am so displeased with having
you
to be confronted with my awful cousin. Most of my family I don't get along with, but him the least, and his molester father.
What about my dad who molested you? Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna say I'm glad he's dead, but. You know, it is at least a physical relief that I don't have to deal with him anymore.
Well, anyway, yo, I gotta get the hell up out of here, yo. Y'all will never hear me on this podcast again. I can promise that shit.
Probably me not either, I don't think.
Ralph.
I'm coming back.
Seth
Fuck
Dickfield.
You, man. I'm leaving, yo. Fuck you.
Seth Dickfield, Ralph, thank you so much for being with us.
Ravens! Ravens number one!
All right. I guess it's just me in the studio right now. I just want to thank you guys for listening. I'm just gonna take it to break, I guess, and see if I can get Nick and Stav back.
Nationwide warehouse! Nationwide warehouse! We interrupt to bring you an important message. Our everyday low prices are 33% to 70% lower than national chain. Nationwide warehouse! Nationwide warehouse! But for 3 days only, take an additional 10% off marked items. Nationwide warehouse! Living rooms from $198 to $498. Nationwide warehouse! Nationwide warehouse! Bedrooms from $188 to $428. Nationwide warehouse! Mattresses from $24 to $99. 8 feet sold and set. Brand new free layaway. Hurry! Nationwide Warehouse. Sale ends Monday. Nationwide Warehouse. At Nationwide Warehouse. Nationwide Warehouse. 8 convenient locations. Queens. Nationwide Warehouse. Bronx. Nationwide Warehouse. Long Island. Nationwide Warehouse. Manhattan. Nationwide Warehouse. Newark. Nationwide Warehouse. Lodi. Nationwide Warehouse. Asbury Park. Nationwide Warehouse. Phone 1-800-252-2232. Nationwide Warehouse. Nationwide Warehouse.
All right. We are back from break. Guys, Nick and Stav have agreed to return.
Hey, guys, we're back.
Sorry, guys.
Got a little heated.
I got a little upset.
It got really weird here while you were away, and I'm just...
Oh, yeah? Seth okay?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, Seth was here?
Yeah, Seth and his... Yeah. And who were you telling me came?
This guy from Maryland, Carl? Ralph?
His name was Ralph, yeah.
Ralph. Yeah, he was a disgusting person.
Hey, well, that's my culture, man.
And Seth and him are cousins, from what I understand.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kind of convoluted, wouldn't you say? Like, kind of a stretch?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. Wow. It's weird that they both be here at the same time, exactly. Considering, you know, they live...
Yeah.
So far apart. But man, it's good to be back. You know,
yeah.
I need you and I don't want to do this apart again. And I'm sorry for like being a bitch, dude.
That's right, man.
That's okay. As long as you understand, like, we didn't say anything negative about you on the podcast. It's like,
no, you said and something. We never will.
Nah, that's not
podcast.
True. But anymore. You know, we accept your apology.
We accept
and
it.
I calmed down. I went outside. Me and Stav, you know, we saw this. We were out there. This kid with Down syndrome walked by, and I
it just always makes
I couldn't,
me smile.
I couldn't stop. Yeah, for how proud of him I was, not like in a mocking
exactly.
way.
Me too.
It felt so good for him that I calmed down.
And the whole town told him he was Batman, right?
Yeah, we all pretended he was Batman. I went up to him, and I was like, you're Batman. And he was like, no, I just pushed the carts here.
Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah, let's catch up.
Well,
people are going to think we're setting up another bit.
We don't do bits. We don't do.
You're
you know,
right.
I don't
we've
know.
Never
people,
done bits.
People, I guess, have commented on that. They're like, you know, we love the characters, but there's no... None of us. I don't think any of us
no.
do characters.
Well, we're working on a couple. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. We were thinking about like.
Let's do the French one. Let's do the French.
Yeah.
One.
We came up with this character. Yeah. He's like. So he's a French guy.
He's
and
French.
He's,
yeah.
He's
yeah.
Like,
he's French.
Hello. I am from France.
Hello. I am from France too, and I am gay with him.
We are gay together.
We are gay, and we are French, and we are here, and this is my boyfriend.
And we kiss each other, and we have one of those bicycles that is like a double bicycle, but we use the same seat anyways because it is more gay.
Yes,
well,
my boyfriend is fucking me in the ass while we are riding on the bicycle.
Do fuck men
with my penis? But yeah, that's the character.
So we're working.
That's
on the character that we were working on. That's pretty good. I thought that went well.
Yeah,
it was better in dress rehearsal, maybe. But I think that it went okay. For
yeah,
the real
we spent
show.
The last like fucking week and a half trying to figure out. You know,
trying to make this podcast.
Oh,
so
what
French
about the what about
gay,
the what about the 420 one?
What 421?
You know that the
look. Here's the thing. I know is 420 isn't a joke to me. You know, I take that shit seriously, dude.
Absolutely. But,
okay. It's 420 somewhere.
Because you know what? It's still a fucking crime. You know.
That is true.
People like us are persecuted every day in states. Like, luckily, it's legal here in New York.
Listen, Nick.
We can get fucking 420 ripped up right. out on the streets whenever we want.
It's legal for white people, and pretty soon it's going to be legal for black people.
Well,
too.
I don't care about that. I mean, the first one, yes.
Yeah. It's true, man. Everyone worry about yourself.
You know, that's the thing is that men can't put their laws. On a plant. Okay?
Yeah, especially not for other white
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
On a plant. Okay.
Thank you. I think we're all in agreement here about weed and gay French men.
Do you guys want to smoke weed real quick?
I would love to smoke weed, dude.
Smoke weed.
Always I'm smoking weed.
Oh, this is good, dude.
This is dank-ass weed, bro.
Oh, that's good. Get that binger out there.
Dang ass fucking weed.
Get that binger, dude. Get that binger popping.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, you see the.
Damn, Nick, stop hitting that shit, dude.
Nick, look at
Nick.
That binger rip, dude.
Nick, stop hitting that shit,
dude, one
bro.
Time Nick hit a binger for a
Hold
week.
On.
I'm not even
oh,
lying
shit.
To you.
No, I'm gonna do the joint on top of it.
Oh, dude, you're savage,
dude, Nick is so savage, he just hit a binger and then hit a, and then hit a J without even blowing
anyway,
it out, bro.
Well, great start to the second half.
Yeah, that's a good sesh, dude. I think we had a good smoke out just now.
Good start to the second half.
We had a good smoke out. We had a good session. I think that's like what's important.
You know, man, the thing about podcasts is you just do them.
Just
you know?
Do them, man.
You just, that's how you build a listenership is you do them. You get good gets, you know.
Hot gets.
I asked my friend the other night what he liked about the podcast, and he said he liked the fact that we didn't
come on.
Try at all.
Yeah, I asked myself, and I thought, what do I like about the podcast? And because I, you know, I've been considering actually listening to it after we record it, and then I thought, nah, that's stupid.
No, I'm with you.
But good news, I got a friend from Russia. We're gonna hack Mark Maron's email and get all of his guests the week before they
really?
Do. What the
Ooh,
fuck? Yeah,
that's smart. Nice.
So
dude.
We got Chuck Mangione coming on next week. He's gonna talk about his French horn, aka the gay trumpet.
That is a gay ass trumpet. Who's kidding? Who?
I am from France.
I am the
gay trumpet.
I love sex with men.
We
but
play
also
the horn
animals.
With our penises. We put it in the horn.
All right.
I guess here's the thing we can talk about.
Let's hear it.
So I worked a job last week. Can't really talk about it.
What kind of job?
I can't talk about it. But
there was some work.
Yeah. Let's say I did a little thing where I had to wear a costume.
He's
pretend
in Ocean's 14.
I'm in Ocean's 14. I'm in Ocean's 9/11. It's the movie where George Clooney and Matt Damon have to blow up the World Trade Center.
Ocean's 9/11. Did we just do that? That's great.
That's wow, dude.
Also, national.
Yo, bleep that out of the podcast because that's an ace bit that we can
use. An
ace bit.
You know, that joke almost makes me want to get even higher, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Smoke break.
Cottonmouth Kings, baby.
That's my favorite band.
Yeah, mine too.
Anyway, you're saying
so
you
yeah, I'm working this job, and I want to talk about. I've maybe mentioned it to a couple of people, but you guys, are you familiar with Black Nerds?
Oh,
because
fuck yes, dude.
A lot of people don't know. That they think black nerd. They're like, oh, you mean Urkel? And it's like, no, Steve Urkel was a black guy playing a white nerd. That wasn't actually
right,
a black
right,
nerd.
Right,
there's
right,
no black nerd that's actually like that.
Steve Urkel was a black face?
Steve Urkel was a black guy playing a white nerd. Mm-hmm. And then a real black nerd is more like Stefan.
Yeah,
what Jaleel Stefan. White thought was cool.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm actually the cool Urkel. I like Street Fighter and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
I don't wear glasses. I got contacts. Check out my leather jacket that I wear in the middle of the summer.
Yo,
that's like a black
nerd.
No,
black nerds, dude, that's an annoying thing.
Black nerds are like katana type.
Yeah,
kids.
They
right?
love
Asia. Yes,
they're all Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai.
They love.
There was a kid
DBZ. They love. Avatar: Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm. There was a kid in my
Naruto
in Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, baby. Fucking engineers, bitch. The Polycrackers.
Baltimore Polyamorous High School.
Baltimore Poly. We all just fucking fucked each other. It was a lot of fluid bonding. There was a kid who, when he got mad at the teachers, would pretend he was going Super Saiyan.
Oh,
he would just be like, like, all right, Jim, get the fuck out of here, man. This is fucking. Yeah. And there was also another black nerd who, he was very gay. He was a black theater nerd, actually.
Those are the best.
He also knew karate.
A close friend in high school that was a black gay theater nerd.
Black gay theater nerd, yeah. Knew karate. This is, you know, Baltimore. And he would just, like, people tried to bully him for being gay. And one time he straight up roundhouse kicked like a thug kid in the hallway. It was and then just did like a Z snap. It was fucking incredible. And he was notorious for blowing like straight kids in the fucking upstairs. He was the equipment manager, so he had the keys to the closet and he would just blow kids all the time.
That was the guy I worked with. He was like a black nerd, incredibly jacked. I had to like change with him. They're like, all the guys change over here and everybody else is in shape. I'm like, can I just change with the women? Shouldn't there be like a shitty body room? But he is he's jacked. He's wearing a wife beater that looks like a Gold's Gym wife beater, but it says Goku's Gym. He's got like a drawing of Goku in the middle where the guy would be living in the woods. And at one point he looks at me and the other girl and he goes, have either of you ever had the pleasure of watching Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, but no, he would have definitely fucked me up if I even, you know, remotely laughed at any of the things he said,
right,
which were all great.
Right, right, right.
Whenever Stefan Urkel would enter a scene, just going back to that, mm-hmm. I love how, like, I imagine that the Family Matters, like, they had, like, different signs for the audience, like, laugh. And, like, whenever Stefan came out, they put the cum sign up. And everyone would just be like, ah! Why was he so hot? Like, he'd enter a scene and people would be like,
hey, baby.
Ooh!
That was just Jaleel White being like,
yeah, he was
I want to get pussy.
Yeah, he was so tired of being a fucking nerd. Brandon Wardell's going to do that at some point. He's going to demand that his agents let him play, you know, a character that's not
a blackface kid.
Yeah, he's going to demand to play Stefan.
Twitter memes.
Shit is popping, dude. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to go black.
I feel like Brandon's sort of doing that already, trying to make his brand about.
He's doing digital blackface.
Huh?
He's doing digital.
What's going to happen to him when he like finally ages out of that? And
maybe
then
he doesn't.
That's true. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe
he's
just
half,
stay.
You know, he's half Filipino. He's got good.
good genes age-wise, I think he might be okay.
No, but I mean, like, I mean, intellectually, he ages out of being
he'll
like
never intellectually age out of it.
Yeah, maybe not. Who knows?
Nah, he might. Who knows? Who cares? Fuck Brandon.
Dude, Brandon actually is here right
now. Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Where? You want to go get him?
Go get Brandon, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure, just have him, like, tell him that we don't do characters on this podcast. So
yeah,
just
so
have Brandon just come as himself. Yeah.
Any bullshit, half thought out characters?
Yeah. Oh, here he is.
Hey guys. Hi. Okay. So this is
Hey Brandon, it's us, your friend.
Hey Brandon Wardell.
I was cuz we're boys, I was just wanted to work out new bits that I do.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, you know, it's kind of a conversational podcast.
Sweet,
but,
dude.
Okay.
Yeah, and remember this isn't Vine, so you have more than 6 seconds to do your jokes that you stole from black people.
Oh, no. That won't be necessary, my dear man. Okay. All right. And here's the first bit. Here's the first bit.
Go ahead, Brandon.
So Drake was... Please, here's my first bit. So Drake was... Drake had a Pokemon, and I said, what kind of Pokemon is that, Drake? And he said, it's a Charmander. And I said, Drake... You're savage AF, bro. You're savage AF, bro. Yeah. You got zero chill, baby.
All right, hell yeah, dude.
Can I try another joke?
Now I know why you're famous.
Can I try another
joke? Go ahead, Brandon.
Let's hear it, Brandon.
So, Justin Bieber's in the news again.
What are you even doing? Go ahead.
And
that doesn't even sound like Brandon.
Jack come in and he said, Justin Bieber, is this your Pokemon or is this my Pokemon?
You sound like Miss Swan now.
Brandon's mom is Miss Swan, I'm pretty sure. His dad's a GI and his mom, I don't know his parents.
I won't stand for it. We can talk about shit on Brandon, but not the Wardells. They are lovely people.
You've met his parents.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Why? Did you go to his bar mitzvah?
Yeah, I went to his
last year, his bar mitzvah last year.
I believe I'm guys, still in the room right now.
I'm sorry, Brandon, you're still here. Hey, buddy, get out of here, man.
I like that Brandon is just emo Phillips.
yeah, what the fuck was he in that movie?
I met Drake the other day, and Drake was lit.
Brandon was just like the guy from the B-52s.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Anyway,
the Snapchat is a little love place where we can rip off black Twitter jokes. He's going to hear this and get mad.
For sure.
Yeah, we can have him on and we'll squash the beef.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's the point of podcasts. You start the beef and then you bring him on the pod and you squash the beef, dude. That's what pods are all about, baby.
I agree with that now. And I think we've come full circle because initially I disagreed with that idea that they're for beef squashing. But now I think I agree with it. And I no longer think the podcasts are about being funny or really having anything to say. Having conversations that aren't just like sort of cyclical and making fun of the same people over and over again.
No, I got 65 new Twitter followers. I am drunk on power. Mm-hmm. And let's keep it going with this podcast.
I think it's going to be great. Right now, I think what would be the best with the people demand is if we play a clip show of all the best moments.
We should do the next one.
From the last three episodes.
The last three episodes. Some of the hits from the past.
I got some tweets about some people's favorite parts of our episode.
Can we stop doing this? This is pathetic.
Yeah,
this is the fourth one, and we're talking about it as if it's fucking anything.
I don't know. I just ate a lot of bread, so I'm kind of like, I'm kind of sleepy.
Well, let's get
I want to tell
it.
Come Nation, Come Town, just to keep listening, because we have tons of topics, issues, discussions, and other things that are going to be coming up in the next 55 episodes of Come Town.
I'd love to talk about, how's everybody doing fuck-wise? It is Come Town. Is everybody fucking?
We already did that last week.
Did
None
we?
Of us have fucked. There's no. Oh, here, Adam's not girlfriend is here. We'll just give her a microphone and she'll. Michelle, do you want to come on? She's been sitting here in the background the entire time.
Someone thinks
maybe
we're about to do another.
She was trying to watch porn, and now we can't introduce anybody. This is falling apart.
Everyone's gonna think it's a character.
This is fun though.
Hi guys.
So you don't want to...
Michelle, just come on the pod real quick.
Yeah, you have to come on the podcast because we got to fill 10 more minutes and we need something. Here, you take my microphone.
Take it. So guys, this is my FWB, Michelle.
And you please don't use my real name.
That's not her real name. Her real name... Her real name is...
Well, we won't say what her real name is, but... So we understand that you don't want to date Adam. Is that true?
Not at this moment. Sorry, I shouldn't answer for the lady.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's good. No, tell us why. I'd love this. This is great.
Oh, let's hear why. Let's hear.
No, I understand. Adam is kind of a piece of shit.
Kind of annoying.
He's kind of annoying, sure. What about him is annoying? This is great.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel like something we should do.
But it's cool to like fuck every once in a while and hang out.
Yeah, sex is great.
Yeah, is he good at fucking?
I'll give him that.
Is Adam good at fucking? He's the happiest.
I think he's okay.
He's okay. Like, what would
you
give
him? What a cushion is feeling.
A C plus?
I'm enthusiastic. I don't think I'm good at it. I just think I'm passionate about it.
So he's like a...
But he likes to cuddle afterwards.
He's a big cuddler. I could tell that about him.
Yeah, of course.
I am too. I feel like we're in the same zone where it's like, I'm going to try my hardest, but that doesn't mean anything's going to happen. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean it's going to be a great turnout.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But that's what I found that...
So if Adam was better at fucking, would you want to be with him? Be honest. Grab a mic here, Nick. Take Adam's mic. Fuck Adam.
No, I think...
I had like an undeniable dick.
I mean, maybe the sex is good, so I don't want to date.
Oh, interesting. But no. Don't give us that bullshit answer to make Adam feel better. But if he was like... So you're saying he fucks at about a 7 out of 10 right now, right?
Yeah, 6 to 7.
6 to 7, she bumped you down.
6 to 8, I mean 6 to 8.
6 to 8, on your best day, you hit an 8.
That could be
anything. B's not bad, dude.
But the 1 to 10 scale, the 1 to 10 scale for men always translates directly to inches.
For women, see, it's about the rest. I don't really care about inches. I don't think that really matters.
What are actually, you, gay? I love inches.
Hey, this is great.
Oh, yeah, I'm back on now, by the way. This has got it. I got to move this.
But if he was a 10 out of 10, would you be with him? Would he be, if he was better at fucking, would it, like, equal out how annoying he is?
No, I don't think it'll ever equal out.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just there forever.
That's so good.
I try to tune it out.
That's great. So what are you, let's find you a man. What are you looking for? We've got a podcast listenership of over 45 people, I think.
I don't know. I guess somebody who doesn't cook me breakfast.
See, you want to be treated badly.
This is a major podcast flaw, because the only way podcasts work is if you have a girl, but only when you just tell them to shut up all the time.
Okay, that's fair.
All the alpha male podcasts.
Can I defend myself for a second?
You're not on camera.
We don't have another. Sorry, we only got 3 mics. This is, you know what? That's 20 minutes. So, hey guys, that was the second half.
You gotta
look. Some podcasts, they know what they're doing. We're not just kind of like, you know.
Hell yes.
You want a good podcast? We got our friends, sort of a sister podcast, Chapo Trap House.
Yeah, listen to that.
Which are everyone who listens to this is just people they told to listen to this.
Really?
That one's, yeah, they're very funny guys, but they're also like, you know, if you're into like,
have you listened to
knowing who the president is?
They're smart and shit. They're not dumb pieces.
I don't
of
do
shit.
That. I'm not like a homework guy. You know, I'm
we're
just
not fucking nerds, dude. We're not homework nerds. We don't like, plan out what we're gonna say on the podcast.
Yeah, we just fucking get real and have a good time, and we fucking, you know what we do? We get 420.
We get 420.
I just want to also thank my friend with benefits, Michelle, for being
on
the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
And I just want to say you bring a lot of joy to my life. Well, even if you're not, if you're not my full girlfriend, I don't care, because you still make me happy when we're together.
If it makes you happy.
That's so good. So I'm going to just say that out there to the world and everyone listening.
Is that Sheryl Crow?
I think so.
You know what I was doing the other day is... Are you strong enough to eat my ass?
That was stuck in my head for like 6 hours.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Cumtown, guys. Follow me on Instagram at StavyBaby, STAVVY Baby. I'm naked as hell, and I think you'll really like it. I don't have anything else to plug because my career's bad. But yep. Anybody else?
That's fine. I'll be back on Red Eye on June 9th. Fox News.
Fox News, 4 a.m. programming.
It's on from 4 to 4:01 a.m. Only in American Samoa.
In Guam.
Yeah, in Guam. But yeah, thanks for listening to the final episode of Cumtown.
It's not the final episode. This is going to sound good.
It's been a great run. We've had, you know, 3 great episodes. Probably the best run of any podcast.
We're going to roll a best of next week, so.
Yeah. I think we already made that joke.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Next week we're doing something a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit more planned out. We're finally doing my plan of This American Come, where we're going to have a host. We're going to have 3 different stories about American Come. And we'll see how that goes.
You know, it's actually illegal to transport raw cum across state lines.
Really?
It's got to be pasteurized.
What if it's...
Pasteurized, you just swish it in your mouth a little spit it out.
Well, you have to swish it fast enough that it heats up, like one of those Vitamix blenders.
Louis Pasteur, dude.
Yeah.
You don't know science?
It's a French guy that did all these experiments with cum in his mouth.
I know a couple French guys.
You're forgetting that we already did the French guy.
Hello? We were just bicycling frozen.
No, stop. Let's end it. We were ending it.
Yeah. No, we're ending it. That's the end of this. Jesus Christ.
My boyfriend has his penis.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll be right back.